Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Brian Robbins. He is the Economic Development Corporation of Greensburg Decatur County Executive Director. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And it's great to have you on the program this morning, Brian. And in particular, what we're going to talk about is something coming up later this month that'll be held. It's a about the building sustainability with agriculture is the sub-theme of this. But exactly what is this conference that folks should know about, Brian?
It's the Southeastern Indiana Ag Innovation Conference, and it's the first one we've held ever. So it's kind of a test event to us. It was made possible by a grant from Duke Energy. We really appreciate the support of that. And what we wanted to do here at the EDC is kind of showcase some of the, if you want to say progressive or new trends in agriculture and agricultural practices in relation to renewable energy. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not going to be a debate between solar, wind, what have you, or agriculture. It's we're not having that discussion. This is a situation where we want to showcase where those can cross and where they can benefit from each other. And where ag can actually really play an important role in the renewable energy sector, and where the renewable energy sector can provide some opportunities for agriculture. So we want to kind of showcase not only what's going on in our neck of the woods, but the state as a whole. And then we've got some great topics.
And as far as the date, time, and location, Brian?
It's Friday, January 26th. It's going to be held at the Greensburg City Hall. And it's an all-day affair. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch is provided. It's completely free. And you can actually kind of come and go as you please. We understand, you know, sometimes a day-long affair is a lot to ask, but we will have a series of speakers. We're going to have a panel and really kind of hope we could bring together some people, some from the ag side, some others that are just interested in the, you know, some of these technologies and practices, and just kind of have a nice conversation and networking and such, all about, again, the crossroads between renewable energy investments and practices and agriculture practices and markets.
And is it fair to say that using renewable energy on the farm and technology as a value-added product, and also ways to increase efficiency?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's farming is a business. You're looking at your bottom line. You're looking for savings where you can. So there's always, in your practices, there's some efficiencies that can be gained. That'll help you be more effective in what you're trying to produce. So we're going to have some examples of that. And you're also any again, your ag, your farm is your business, and you're looking for new markets. And we're going to be showcasing where some of those markets lie. Everything from biofuels to biodigesters to even sheep grazing on solar farms and such. We're going to kind of showcase some people that are making those things happen, you know, in our backyard, and some overall trends throughout the state.
And again, Brian, this is meant as an informational type of thing, as a way to present options to folks in the local agriculture community.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a showcase to have the experts there. We have Mitch Fraser from Agrinovus out of Indianapolis, going to be talking about the biofuels industry. We have Peter Schubert from the Luger Center for Renewable Energy talking about poultry waste being used as fuel. We're going to have Ed Baptista from the Doral Group, who works with the Mammoth Solar Project up north, one of the largest solar farms in the United States. And talking about what they're doing with agrivoltaics, utilizing the ground for agriculture and power. Just to name a few, but we're trying to put those people who have done it, who are doing it, who are taking advantage of these investments, making these investments, and kind of changing their practices to bring them to southeastern Indiana and showcase what they're doing. So if people are interested in that practice or investment or whatever, we're going to have somebody that they can talk to face-to-face and get in connection with and help them kind of explore what they're interested in.
All right, and then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Greensburg-Decatur County Economic Development Corporation Director Brian Robbins, talking about the Southeastern Indiana Ag Innovation Conference on Friday, January 26th from 9 to 3 at Greensburg City Hall. And we'll have more with Brian right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Brian Robbins. He is the executive director of the Economic Development Corporation of Greensburg-Decatur County and talking about the Southeastern Indiana Ag Innovation Conference, the subtitle Building Sustainability with Agriculture. That'll be held on January 26th from 9 to 3 at the Greensburg City Hall. And Brian, what was the exact genesis? Was there a particular inspiration other than, I don't know if you saw this at a conference or something, or got the idea from exactly what was the idea and the thinking and at least the roots of putting together a conference such as this?
Well, part of it was, I go to various conferences and seminars and such throughout the year. And part of it is hearing some of these people speak at other conferences. The other motivation behind it is, again, being the Economic Development Corporation for Decatur County, we look at all the assets that Decatur County has, and not only Decatur County, but in our region. And obviously, agriculture is a huge asset, a huge economic driver. We recently participated with some of the other counties along I-74. Our I-74 corridor group embarked on what's called the Rural Economic Development Model, which focused on ag and some of the opportunities that our ag strength here actually provides for our region. And one of those is the possibility of kind of folding in renewable energy practices and renewable energy products. I mean, we have in the biofuels industry, we have Poet just right up the road. We have Holzbach Dairy is in the process of putting in a biodigester that will be able to put natural gas back into the system. Kind of being able to showcase some of those markets, some of those trends, some of those assets that we have in this area and looking at ways that we can develop them from an economic development standpoint, that is bolstering that asset, that, you know, growing those markets for our region. So it really made sense. And to be able to team up with Duke Energy on this and see that Duke Energy sees value in bringing all these people together, their support really helped kind of ignite the ability to actually bring those together. So we look forward to it. It's something that's, very interesting to me personally. I talk to many other farmers and such, and they're interested, farmers, if nothing else, they're always interested in the next best thing. We wouldn't be where we are in farming if they weren't. So they're always interested in new practices, ways of, again, making their farms more efficient, more productive. And as the EDC, we want to make sure that those opportunities to learn about those kind of techniques and trends and what have you. We want to bring those to southeastern Indiana whenever we can.
Right, as we're talking with Brian Robbins, the EDC director at the Greensburg Decatur County. And Brian, as far as signing up and RSVPs, of course, required because seating is limited. How can people go about registering for this conference on January 26th?
Well, they can find us on our Facebook page, the Economic Development Corporation, Greensburg, Decatur County, and can register through there. They can always call our office, 812-222-2520, and we can sign them up. And or we can they can also just drop me an email at director@edcgdc.com. It is completely free, again, thanks to a sponsorship from Duke Energy. And it runs the full day, but again, if you have to step out or come late, that's completely fine. Lunch will be free. Deb Sellers Catering will take care of that. And we hope to have a good turnout of interested people and really kind of have that networking happen here for the benefit of southeastern Indiana.
All right. So again, the phone number 812-222-2520, or you can email Brian at director@edcgdc.com. And again, that is the Southeastern Indiana Ag Innovation Conference. It'll be on January 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Greensburg City Hall. Admission free, lunch included, thanks to Duke Energy. And again, seating is limited. RSVPs are required. Anything else, Brian Robbins, before we let you go?
No, I appreciate it. Again, this is a first time for this event. I hope it goes well, and then maybe we can kind of continue it and focus on some other aspects of ag and the ag markets. We work well together here in the region, and maybe it'll be held in Greensburg, Decatur County, and maybe next time in Shelby or Rush or Dearborn or Ripley or Franklin. It's something. Our goal is to kind of highlight the practices going on here and the potential here in southeastern Indiana and in our agriculture market, and any way we can help promote and bolster that, we'll take a shot at it.
All right, very good. Well, Brian Robbins, Executive Director of the Economic Development Corporation of Greensburg Decatur County, thank you for your time this morning. Stay well, and I look forward to speaking with you again down the road.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.